Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You have the power to straighten your back. One of the most interesting themes in the history of Stoicism is just how the Stoics responded to tyrants and to adversity. There was Cato, refusing to just roll over and let Caesar destroy the Republic to which Cato had dedicated his life. There was Thrasea, defying Nero. "Nero can kill me, but he cannot harm me," he said. There was Agrippinus, shrugging off exile, refusing to kneel to anyone who wanted him to. There was Marcus Aurelius, who stayed in Rome even as it was ravaged by the plague, who served with great dedication even when his health failed in later years. There was James Stockdale in that prison camp in Vietnam, unbreakable, defiant, dignified despite all his powerlessness. This is what Stoicism is about. It's that iron backbone, that strength of conviction, that sense of duty and purpose that makes it impossible to do anything but stand up, that will never accept less than its due. People with that power end up changing the world, regardless of how entrenched or overwhelming their enemies are. Martin Luther King Jr. captured it perfectly when he said, "Whenever men and women straighten their backs up," he said, "they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent." That's the question for you today and for all of us fighting for something, trying to make change. Are we going to straighten up and stand up, or are we going to bend and give in? Are we going to let them ride us, or are we going to refuse to roll over? We have the power. Let's use it. Hey everyone, we've seen how much you've loved the Daily Stoic challenges, and so we released a new product that will help you challenge yourself all year round. It's the Daily Stoic Challenge Deck. It's got 30 days of challenges, physical cards, in an awesome box that'll test your strength, your willpower, and help you become a better you. Each challenge card comes with a great Stoic quote and a cool picture. It's a great gift for the holidays or any time of the year. We know you're going to love it. You can buy the Daily Stoic Challenge Deck now at dailystoic.com/store. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back in the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.